Day 102. Saul offers a sacrifice. 1 Samuel 13:1 through 14. The people hoped Saul would defeat the Philistines. But after 2 years, the Philistines had grown stronger. Saul's army did overrun a Philistine fort in Geba, but this caused the Philistines to send horsemen and chariots. There were so many soldiers, they looked like sand by the sea. Saul blew a trumpet, calling the Israelites to war. Many came, but they came in fear. Saul waited 7 days. Samuel was to come and offer a sacrifice before the battle. But he didn't arrive on time. Saul didn't see how he could wait any longer. Many in his army were leaving. So Saul himself burned the offering to God. Just then Samuel reached the camp. "What have you done?" he asked. "My men were scattering," Saul answered. "I thought the enemy might attack, so I made the offering myself." "You have done wrong and not kept the Lord's command," said Samuel. "If you had obeyed and trusted God, you'd be safe. But now God will find some other man to fulfill his will. This will be a man seeking the Lord's heart. Someday, God will take the kingdom from you and give it to him." Here's two questions for your children, parents. Why did Saul offer the sacrifice? And what did Samuel say would happen because of Saul's sacrifice? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. And don't forget to pray with your children. Thank you.